A man has been stabbed to death inside a bodega in Jamaica, Queens. Fernando Mateo with the United Bodegas of America says the victim came running into the store looking for help. Mateo says bodegas need state and city funds to help install tech equipment like panic buttons, cameras, and bulletproof doors.
We've seen it over and over. We saw it with Junior Guzman. We've seen it in the past with other people where they lose their life trying to run from someone that's trying to kill them.
The victim has not yet been identified. The victim was stabbed to death in front of horrified bodega workers. It happened just before 10 o'clock last night at a place called Sammy Gourmet Deli on Jamaica Avenue. A photo of the suspect is up on our website. NYPD harbor boats were out again this morning, but the Coast Guard has suspended the search for two teens feared drowned off the Rockaways. 16 and 17-year-olds went into the water Friday evening off Jacob Riis Park. It was after the beach was closed to swimmers and there were no lifeguards on duty. The mother of the missing 16-year-old boy has posted a tearful message on Facebook asking for people to pray for a miracle. A supervisor at a New York City agency is now accused of choking a child. Police arrested a 43-year-old Darlene Brockington, charged her with criminal obstruction of breathing. She is a custodial supervisor for the Department of Citywide Administrative Services. Sources tell PIX 11 News the child called 911 during an argument with Brockington. She was off duty at the time. Supporters of New York's public libraries are holding rallies in Brooklyn and Queens, demanding restoration of funding to bring back Sunday service and stop Saturday hours from being cut too.
No cuts!
Libraries!
No cuts!
Just 1 week to go for the New York City Council to pass a new budget. And council members who gathered in Brooklyn said restoring $58.3 million for city libraries is a top priority. They rallied outside the closed Walt Whitman Library branch in Fort Greene. Council member Justin Brannon said libraries are more than just a place to borrow books.
Our libraries are tabernacles of freedom and democracy, right? This is a place where you can go for new immigrants, for kids, for seniors, for families. It all happens here.
17-year-old Yago Maknikandi has been an intern at this library for 4 years.
Libraries are not luxury. They are necessities in democratic societies.
Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM in Brooklyn.
The largest Gothic cathedral in the world is celebrating Pride with a full day of family-friendly programming. Cathedral of St. John the Divine is hosting a family picnic. Patrick Malloy, the dean of the cathedral, tells 1010 Winds it's important for the LGBTQ plus community.
I think for people to walk into this overwhelming building, most of them for the first time, and to find out that what they actually receive here is not judgment, but love and kindness and a kind of humanity in the middle of this enormous place, I think it's incredibly healing for many people.
There will also be a performance this afternoon from the Queer Big Apple Corps Marching Band.
May the door of this institution be wide enough to receive all who hunger for love and fulfillment.
A groundbreaking ceremony for a new structure to replace the Tree of Life Synagogue, where 11 people were shot and killed 6 years ago. The new campus in Pittsburgh includes a memorial for the victims as well as a museum. The museum is thought to be the first in the country that focuses on the historical and modern acts of anti-Semitism. I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. New York City utility workers will stay on the job now that their union and Con Ed have reached tentative agreement for a new contract.
If a heat wave kicks up and the power goes out, John Melia says his workers will be right on the job making repairs. He's the spokesman for Local 1-2 of the Utility Workers of America. He says the strike threat was very real, but the negotiators had help at the last minute.
As things looked as if they were going to not reach an agreement, we had the assistance of the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service, and they helped break a logjam.
So now the tentative deal will be presented to the 8,000 members. Melia said it will be a yes or no vote. He thinks it's a strong proposal with higher wages and enhanced medical benefits. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.